This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, October 3rd. Well, pretty rough week last week in cattle and choppy. We spent the early part of the week pushing lower, quite a bit lower, had a nice reversal up on Thursday, big outside day lower, outside day higher on both the lives and the feeders. And then Friday gave a lot of that back with another reversal down. So the market really struggling here to get some traction as consistent selling comes into both the lives and the feeders. In the cash trade, markets were pretty much steady with the previous week, with the average Fed trade around 145. Again, that was unchanged on the week. Dress trade also unchanged at 229. Box beef values on Friday were down 233 on the choice. We're sitting at 244. Select was up 35 cents at 220. The spread lost $2.68. We're sitting at 23.62. Movement was just 74 loads. So for the week, total loads were 670 boxes. That was down about 90 from the week prior and the week before that. So quite a big drop in the volume of box beef moved, even though slaughter rates were only slightly lower, 622,000 head for the week. That was down 12,000 on the week and still up about 32,000 from a year ago. So the cash market not offering a lot of support to futures, which have really been struggling. And if we don't get much traction in cash, I think the futures will just continue to work their way lower. We are looking for targets still $3 to $4 below us on both lives and feeders. So they've, you know, got some work to do to reach those downside targets. But I think from a seasonal perspective, we should be running into the lows here fairly quickly. So we're not really too interested in pressing the market here or trying to get short unless we get a bounce first that gives us a better position to be on the short side. But I think that just the way things are going, the momentum certainly looks like it's just going to continue on down. So we're getting closer and closer to the targets. There's no sense trying to squeeze that last 10 to 20% out of the move. Just let it do its thing and wait for the market to kind of bottom out. I think that as we head into the holidays, that demand will pick up for your higher quality cuts. That will be supportive to the market. We're still looking at record numbers, lots of animals that are be ready, they'll be finishing and needing to go to slaughter. And so if you see any kind of demand destruction or slowdown, whether it be domestic or export, that would, I think, have a negative impact fairly quickly. So we're cognizant of, you know, large numbers that will be finishing through the holiday season, but that's typically when demand tends to perk up anyway. At least as you get into November and into early December, you tend to see those seasonal highs. So we'll see where things shake out, but I think as far as the beef space goes, we've still, at least in the short term, are going to be working through some downside momentum, and we haven't quite reached those downside targets yet. So we're kind of keeping our powder dry, you know, letting the market do its thing. It's working on the downside, and we're waiting for some seasonal lows to come in. We're waiting for these targets to be met before we start, you know, lifting these short positions and starting to look on the long side. Fundamentally, you look at the Central Plains, they're in a drought. Farmers are seeding what appears to be more acres, but they're dusting it in. You're not going to get good germination or establishment. And so you're not going to be placing calves, you know, for winter wheat grazing. That's just not going to be an option. So these calves are going to be coming into the auction yards, going to be putting pressure on your feeder cattle market, at least in the short term. But all of this is just pulling these cattle forward. The drought throughout the summer pulled cattle forward into the feedlots and slaughtered a lot of cows. So your herd size again is being reduced, but you're now pulling these calves early that would have gone to winter wheat grazing and probably would have been placed in January, February, March. They're being placed now. And so, you know, you're going to be running into a pretty big marketing hole for feeders down the road, which explains why feeders were as high as they were to begin with. But that pressure is spilling over. You know, corn market's holding together well, live cattle under pressure. All of that just speaks to a feeder cattle market that's struggling, at least in the short term. And again, I look for that to continue. If we get a bounce first, I think sellers will step on that and push it down. We still got some work to do on the downside before we reach our targets. And that's on feeders, your front month right around the 170 to 169 and a half. That's a major support shelf on the weekly charts. And live cattle, we're looking at these around the 144 level. Should be pretty decent support. If you take that out, then you're probably looking at around the 142 mark. You know, those major swing lows from earlier this summer. But either way, the market gave us a reversal back down on Friday after a really nice reversal up on Thursday. So pretty much negated that Thursday bounce. And so that tells me that we've still got some more work to do on the downside in the short term. The feeder cattle index was down 48 cents. We're sitting at 175.46. That's the third day in a row where the market has been lower. And actually, pretty much all week it was lower, except for one day on Tuesday, it was up just 1 cent. So we're seeing the cash index on feeders running into quite a bit of pressure as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.